primary day is less than 2 weeks away now for two women who want to be the Democratic candidate in the race for Central New York Republican John Katko's seat in Congress. And as their campaigns sprint toward the finish line, they face one factor beyond their control, the calendar. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
A June primary is a relatively new thing in New York State. For years, a September primary covered all the electoral bases, so to speak. But that changed in 2012 when the state had to comply with new federal primary rules.
It is kind of an old story about New York politics where they couldn't come up with a compromise to solve this. So the result of this is we have two separate primaries.
Syracuse University Maxwell School professor Grant Reher says the split primary doesn't do much to help what generally dogs primary races, low voter turnout. Exacerbating that are voters focused on the end of the school year and gearing up for summer.
The big challenge that they have is getting people to notice and getting their message out there, getting the media to cover what it is that they're saying and what it is that they're doing, and then penetrating into people's consciousness in the middle of the summer.
It's something candidate Juanita Perez-Williams says is a point she emphasizes when she's talking to voters.
People don't know it's June 26th. They're talking September. I'm trying to let everyone know we've got to be talking about June.
Reher says turnout does ultimately hinge on the interest in a particular race, and that's where Democrat Dana Balter thinks a heightened political awareness in the wake of the Trump presidency will break through the summertime haze.
We've had sort of a reawakening of people's civic engagement and political awareness.
The federal primary is June 26th. Beyond the 24th, there are primaries in seven of the state's 27 congressional districts, including the 19th, south of Albany, the 21st, which represents the North Country, and the 23rd, which covers parts of the Finger Lakes, Southern Tier, and Western New York. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
And you'll be able to hear a debate between Balter and Perez-Williams on this week's edition of the Campbell Conversations. You can hear it Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6 on WRVO.